السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. الله أكبر. هزت عبد الرحمن بن صخر، هزت أبو هريرة. يا الله. He kept on serving them from one to the other and the next and the next and the next. And finally every one of them drank till they're full and the milk just wasn't diminishing. Ya Allah, look at the barakah that Allah places in those who do for Allah. Look at the barakah of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After they all had drank, I now present the bowl to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at his respect. He's so hungry. He doesn't just drink. Allah's beloved says to me, you drink. I didn't wait for his instruction the second time. As soon as he gave me the indication, I started drinking. I drank and I drank and I drank till my full. And the milk just wasn't getting finished. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, drink more. And I drank more. And then he said, drink more. And I drank more. Until Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed me to drink more. And I said, oh Allah's Nabi, there's no more place left in me. La ajidu lahu maslaka. Wahwa. Imagine. Look at the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the barakah of Sahaba kiram. Look at the barakah of sharing. Look at the barakah in milk. Subhanallah. We learn from the Quran to ask Allah to increase us in knowledge. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Oh my Rabb, increase me in knowledge. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words also. اللهم رزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا متقبلا وشفاء من كل داء. And it's also encouraged to read this dua when drinking zamzam. But interestingly, we also are encouraged to make a similar dua when drinking milk. When we drink anything else besides milk, we always learn to thank Allah for that and ask Allah for better. Because as believers, we should always be optimistic and enthusiastic in a polite manner to ask Allah to increase us in blessings in dunya and akhirah. But when it comes to milk, subhanallah, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ask Allah for barakah and for an increase in milk, because there can't be anything better than milk. The Qur'an al-Kareem gives the parable of milk also. Subhanallah. نُسْقِيكُم مِّن بَيْنِ فَرْثِ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ. We quench you from between dung and blood, such pure milk, palatable for all those who want to drink. Subhanallah. Sa'igan lishharibin. Imagine, from between dung and blood. Analyze the milk. Not, subhanallah, the minutest amount also, or remnant of dung or blood in the milk, purely emanating from the udder. And when one slaughters the sheep or the cow, one finds no milk inside, lurking between the veins or the dung or the blood. Where is it coming from, ya Allah? This is, subhanallah, the mercy of Allah. It is really a miracle. And it is something, one of the many aspects to recognize Allah thereby and introduce Allah to one person, explaining to them the simple example. Even if he's a simple farmer, even if he's a simple individual, ask him, sir, you know the cow, when you milk it and you had to happen to slaughter it at some time, did you find milk in there? Where is it coming from? The treasures of Almighty God. For us to recognize that everything happens through him. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Muhammad Sima Rahmatullah Ali would always advise his students to drink milk. Meaning there's a lot of barakah and a lot of health and vitamins contained in milk, subhanallah. And the dua, oh Allah, bless for us in milk and increase us in it. That's why, subhanallah, there's a great link between knowledge and milk. Ulama say, even when one is lethargic and tired, read Surah Fatiha, blow in the milk and drink, one would get rejuvenated and recharged. And also interestingly, the hadith of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages rinsing one's mouth after drinking milk. Scientists marvel that how did Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say, how did the Prophet Muhammad know the importance of rinsing the mouth after milk 1400 years ago, when of recent times they research that the certain contents in milk, that would corrode the teeth if not rinsed. Subhanallah. How immaculate, how amazing is the teachings of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Abu Huraira drank and he drank and he drank. He said, I have no more place left. Then the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at akhlaq, the greatest, but he drank last. He then drank what was there, Ya Allah. Hazrat Abu Huraira was Abdul Rahman, but why he was even titled Abu Huraira was something he was even asked about by his student, Abdullah bin Rafi' rahimahullah. He said, I asked Hazrat Abu Huraira. He says, you're not scared to ask me. He says, no, I did get worried, but I had to ask you. So mashallah, look at the humility of Hazrat Abu Huraira. He was just interested to see, mashallah, the student has the courage to ask. And then he answered, subhanallah, I had a little cat. And due to that cat that he used to play with and take care of, they nicknamed him Abu Huraira. Hazrat Abu Huraira, our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would even address him sometimes as Aba Hir, Ya Aba Hir. So Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for his dates, and he had his dates in his leather skin that he would tie to his waist. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whenever you want, put your hand inside your bag and take out, but do not open it all up. He says, I kept on eating and sharing from there, subhanallah. Eating dates and sharing with his students. What a beautiful quality, subhanallah, to share. Imagine you and I can learn this quality. Children love something sweet. So if we give them dates or some sweets and share with them a hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, encourage them, come my children, let's learn this hadith and all of us get a sweet. How beautiful, how motivational. Teach the children that Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of Jum'ah, there's a special time. If one gets that time making dua on Jumu'ah day, that special time that's generally hidden and concealed, but if one spends that time making dua, that dua is guaranteed. So we can share with the children this hadith and ask them to repeat it, and mashallah, they get some sweets. What a motivational practice that we learn from Hazrat Abu Huraira, Abdul Rahman bin Sakhr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, for years, many, many kilograms of dates I took out from there. I kept on taking out as much as I wanted and giving people and eating, subhanallah, loads upon loads if you accumulate it. We would eat and we would share, and it remained on my waist until, Ya Allah, what a tragedy, what a catastrophe, the day of the martyrdom of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. So more than 25 years, he kept on eating from a little leather bag, dates upon dates upon dates. The day Hazrat Uthman was shaheed, he says, my bag fell and disappeared. Meaning, I lost that blessing from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Huraira would say, لِلنَّاسِ هَمٌ وَلِي هَمَّانِ هَمُّ الْجِرَابِ وَهَمُّ الشَّيْخِ عُثْمَانِ. Everyone have a great grief, one grief. But I have two, meaning double grief. The grief of my bag of dates, what barakat, and the grief of losing Hazrat Uthman, the great Hazrat Uthman, radiallahu anhu. لِلنَّاسِ هَمٌ وَلِي هَمَّانِ هَمُّ الْجِرَابِ وَهَمُّ الشَّيْخِ عُثْمَانِ رضي الله عنهم.